I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Barbara Faversham, in search of her father's enemies, took the law into her own hands and raided Gilbert Sanderson's house for evidence against that character, he being on the continent. As I didn't wish to proceed in the matter, Barbara left a white feather at the scene of her robbery. A reproach to me, of course. Thus, I had to take a hand, and investigations led us to the fact that Gilbert Sanderson was dealing in forged old masters. It was no pretty sight that greeted us as Barbara Faversham and I stepped into the Chelsea studio. Crumpled up in front of an easel lay the young artist, Felix Brazzard. He'd been shot in the back. Keep away, Barbara.
But, Rowley, I just can't work out the link-up.
Listen to me for a moment and don't look.
Oh, I can't listen. I can't think. It's all so horrible.
Listen, I said. Thanks to my expert tuition, you were able to open the safe in the Sanderson mansion. Out of it, you took 20 oil paintings. On first glance, they appeared to be from the hand of the French impressionist, Utrillo. But I've just established the fact that they are very clever forgeries.
Yes, yes, I know all that. Mr. Wakeley said so.
I just want to get this straight in your head, my dear. Now, you recall that your father had said before his frame-up, which sent him to Dartmoor, that he'd suspected something fishy in the association of the ostensibly reputable Gilbert Sanderson and the, late Felix Brazzard, our friend lying there. So far, so good. Or bad. Depends on which way you look at it. Now, imagine, if you can, Sanderson's reaction to finding his paintings, his forged Utrillos, stolen.
I'm afraid I just can't imagine anything, except the dreadful death of this young man.
Keep on listening. You've got to appreciate that we've been led into a murder case.
Yes. Yes, Rowley.
I should say that he'd come to the conclusion in double-quick time that someone knew about his little counterfeit racket.
But we didn't. We only stumbled on it.
Admittedly. There's an element of poetic justice in this whole affair. But the cat's out of the bag as far as Sanderson's concerned. In his position, I'd feel that I'd have to remove any incriminating evidence.
You're suggesting Sanderson murdered this man, Brazzard?
A suggestion only, Barbara. Now, cast your eyes round the studio. On every hand, we see evidence that this place has been searched, combed through in a great hurry.
Yes, of course. Trunks pulled out, things topsy-turvy.
Yes, and stacks of paintings thrown anywhere and everywhere. But not a single Utrillo do I see.
You're right, Rowley. Not a single specimen.
Another strange thing is this. Brazzard was apparently at work in front of that easel when the shot was fired.
Obviously, he fell without moving from there.
Yes, and notice this. He fell with his palette still tucked under his left arm.
But there's no sign of a painting on the easel.
Precisely.
Perhaps he was about to work on another forgery.
A distinct possibility, I feel.
You think he was interrupted by Sanderson?
Yes. Mind you, Sanderson being back, finding his painting stolen, might think Brazzard had double-crossed him, or might even talk.
That wouldn't be good for Sanderson, would it?
By no means. However, our job at the moment is to wait and see. And first of all, to eliminate any evidence of our visit here.
But, Rowley, we can't just leave him there.
No, of course not. I'll do my usual act and telephone dear old Ben and the stalwarts of Law and Order. Let's see now. Yes, there's nothing to incriminate Roland Fletcher and Barbara Faversham. But of course, the Grey Goose has been here. A small feather token for the keyhole, and then we're on our way. That should interest Inspector Ben quite a little. Again, I must remind you that the other side of these experiences of mine had to come to me much later. But to maintain true sequence, I must try and describe, by hearsay, a scene that took place between Superintendent Blair and our old friend Inspector Ben Ford.
The Grey Goose again. Ford, how does he know all these things?
I'm dashed if I can make it out.
It's over the odds, Ford. How did it all come about?
I don't know. Except the usual voice came through saying that if we called at the address in Chelsea, we'd find something worth investigating.
A confounded goose feather.
There was also, Super, a very dead young man.
Brazard.
A French artist. Been over here about a year from what we could discover from the few papers we found in odd corners of his studio.
You said the studio had been ransacked before you started on your search?
Hastily, but thoroughly, Super.
The Grey Goose, no doubt.
No, I don't think so. The Grey Goose, in my unfortunate experience, leaves no untidiness, only a damned feather. There was, incidentally, a large sum of money there, untouched.
Then perhaps he simply took a swag of valuable canvases. Who was this Felix Brazard? A genius, perhaps?
Just a struggling painter like hundreds in Chelsea. From the inquiries I made in the neighborhood, I don't think Brazard's work would have much commercial value to real dealers.
Just a minute, Ford. Were there any paintings missing from the studio?
Well, it's hard to say. The canvas on the easel was untouched. Anything else of any value, I wouldn't know about.
Well, the Grey Goose generally helps himself to something. In any case, what was he doing there? Bless my soul. We've got the murder of an artist on our hands, and to make it more difficult, in flies the Grey Goose. Where the deuce does he figure? And what does a white feather want to butt in at Sanderson's place for?
Oh, yes. Sanderson's place.
Well, do you think there's any connection between that and the Grey Goose feathers?
None that I've been able to discover. It may be another super safe cracksman setting up in opposition to the Grey Goose.
Rubbish. What exactly did this white feather chap get away with?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing?
That's what Gilbert Sanderson himself said after he got back from Paris early today. He said he'd left the safe quite empty.
Very odd if you ask me, Ford. I'd say it bears a lot of further investigation.
I'm calling again on Sanderson when he gets back home from his antique shop this evening. You know, I don't think I'd trust him altogether.
You know, Barbara, I'll hate parting with these paintings. Forged utrillas, though they may be.
They may be too dangerous to keep. What do you intend doing with them, really?
Selling them, and then sending the proceeds off to some deserving cause in the usual Grey Goose tradition.
I adore the sentiment, but don't you think it might be a little difficult and dangerous to sell them? Aren't they what is referred to as hot?
In a way, yes. But my way of selling them makes me feel sure I'll get top market prices.
What is your way of selling them?
Don't be so devilishly persistent. First, I must decide how to get hold of the rest of the forgeries.
The rest of them?
You heard.
What rest?
The swag removed from Brazard's studio. You remember, there wasn't a single painted canvas there.
That's right, there wasn't.
If I'm going to sell 20, I might just as well sell 100 and make a proper job of it.
Rowley, I wish you wouldn't be so cryptic.
Think, Barbara, think. To whom would you imagine I could best sell this booty?
I've absolutely no idea.
An art dealer of the shady character, Gilbert Sanderson.
Sanderson?
Yes, the very man.
Sell them back to him?
Of course. Could he refuse me?
Well, I don't suppose he could if he's...
A murderer, eh?
But you still haven't laid your hands on the rest of the forgeries.
That brings us to the next stage in Operation Sanderson. Tonight, it'll be my turn to sneak into that West End mansion and snoop around. Besides, Ford and his minions are no doubt bewildered at finding that white feather. I'll have to leave one of my personal tokens and put their minds at rest. Thus, an hour or two later, found me at Sanderson's house. And on this occasion, I was Johnny on the spot and heard Ben Ford and Sanderson in a bit of a confab.
You'll excuse me, Mr. Sanderson, but I'd like a further word to you about last night's burglary.
Inspector Ford, I thought I made it perfectly clear. I don't wish to take any action in the matter.
Well, that's understood. But at the Yard, we feel that there might be some connection between this very mysterious burglary and the activities of a certain fellow who leaves a visiting card.
A visiting card?
A grey feather.
Oh, him.
You know to whom I allude, I see.
Yes, an acquaintance of mine. Branbury was one of his victims.
That's most interesting, Mr. Sanderson.
How do you mean?
All the various victims seem to be vaguely acquainted.
Well, I wasn't a victim of the Grey Goose, you know.
Nothing missing, you say? The safe was empty.
It was.
Or was it?
Inspector Ford, are you doubting my word?
Please, don't be upset, Mr. Sanderson, but I'm a police officer, and I know the way people sometimes feel. For private reasons, they prefer to have burglaries hushed up, if it so suits them.
I'm not hushing up anything. I might say, Ford, that this is a bit thick, invading my privacy, man of my standing.
Then your story is definite. The safe was empty.
It was. And furthermore, it's no story.
Very well, sir. But just one further thing is troubling me. That safe is rather large.
You may open it if you wish. You'll find it very empty.
I'll take your word for that, Mr. Sanderson. But let me come to my point. You deal in art and antiques. You carry them around, bring them home. And it seems a little strange to me that such a commodious safe should be empty.
You seem to forget that I was away in Paris for a few days.
Granted.
But if you must know, I have another safe upstairs.
Oh, I see.
And to be quite frank with you, this safe here is my study, is what you might call a decoy.
Of course.
One has to take precautions in my game, as you might well understand.
Oh, indeed. Though some of the precautions are a little difficult to follow. Why, for instance, were you not frank with me in the first place?
Because, as I pointed out when first you called on me, I don't want to take any action about this burglary. I do not want the police to drag me into any fuss and bother.
Very well, then. I'll not cause you any more bother. Oh, before I go...
Yes?
There's just one other thing. Did you know that young artist who was found shot late this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Young man named Felix Brazard?
Oh, I say, why ask me?
Well, after all, Mr. Sanderson, you're an art dealer. Just the type of person likely to come in contact with him.
Yes, well, since you do mention it, I did meet the fellow.
You did?
But you'll understand that I meet hundreds of these fellows, pestering me with their wares. His work was nondescript, run-of-the-mill. Beyond that, I couldn't say very much. Oh, what's that? That noise, Inspector.
Sounded like something falling heavily upstairs.
Yes, I don't know what to make of it.
And your other safe's upstairs?
Yes, but...
Come on, follow me!
Has Roland Fletcher picked the wrong time to drop in on the Sanderson Mansion? Listen for the exciting developments in the next episode of The Grey Goose.